You're listening to the Frontline Podcast with Matthew Elder, Matt Burt, and Conley Billingsley.
We got a game to play the next day, so don't be an idiot. Hopefully Bentonville overeats and all get into comas and fall asleep and can't play the game.
Speak for yourself.
Shut up.
Now, let's get to the show to find out what's happening this week with the Bryant Hornet offensive line.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the 11th pod. Special guest here today, Mr. Myron Flash, a.k.a. Myron Thrash, whatever the heck you want to call him. Say what's up, baby.
What's up, everybody?
So, by the way, I mean, great season, but we're talking about last week's game, Rodgers. Great game against Rodgers. I think you went, 14 carries, 140 yards, and three touchdowns, which is crazy.
Good stat line, baby.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid stat line. So walk me through how you were feeling like before the game and during the game.
Man, before the game, really, I just was trying to, get in that zone, prepare for it, do what I do, pregame ritual and do all of that stuff. I try to keep it pretty consistent. I do, the same stuff. I've worn, the same thing every game. Haven't really changed.
Wait, what's the same thing you wear?
I mean.
The drip?
I mean, it's not really drip. It's just the turf tape and then get the wrist wrap. That's about it. Same thing every game. Ain't right. Switched it up since.
Real simple.
That's solid.
Try to keep it simple.
So, I mean, I'm sure you hear it all the time. You know, the word James Martin, and I mean, he's above you. Right. You're the so-called running back two. In my eyes, I think you're just as good. Personal favorite, pretty much, because you just hit the hole.
Yeah. Love James and all. It's just
love James, but
Thrash makes the O-line look good.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm saying.
Both. That okay. Yeah, that's very true. Thrash makes the O-line look really good because he runs right up behind us, and it just makes us look solid. Still makes plays just like James, throwing people around, especially Friday. It was pretty impressive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stiff arming a kid and then trucking over two kids and stopping a kid in his tracks that was trying to hit you on the sideline. So, like I said in my question, hearing it all the time that you're the running back too, how do you mentally take that? How do you take it?
Mentally, I just see it as competition. I mean, I feel like I've always known that I was going to end up behind James. Me and him, we go way back to middle school and since ninth grade. I told him, when we get up to the high school, I'm going to be competing with you, and we're just going to get head up every time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's up. I mean, Bryant's always had, great running backs. I mean, ever since when?
Maybe Chris Rucker.
Ever since Chris Rucker,
Latavian, they've been
all those. And, I mean, especially this year, just like every other year pretty much, we've had, really four really good running backs. Mm-hmm. And I think this year we have four really good running backs.
I mean, we're deep in the running back room.
Yeah,
running back depth.
Being a rotatable position, you feel like – I know last year only a couple snaps to your belt, but this year it's a lot more. It's increased.
Yeah,
quite a lot.
Season was cut short last year, I had the injury. But, I feel like I bounced back since,
That's good.
We do pretty well. So I think, there's competition, but, there's also, friendship as well. So
camaraderie.
Camaraderie. I mean, I it's not – you don't hate James, but at the end of the day, y'all make each other better because you compete with each other.
100%.
All the time, every day.
And it's always good.
Love it.
Yeah, it's always good to have, a fresh running back in, just go at it. I mean, all of our running backs got some love. I mean, Myron had 140 yards. James had 136 yards. And they combined for four touchdowns in total and rushing. So.
I mean, that's part of what helps us out against teams like Rodgers who have four kids, their four best players playing both ways. And I mean, they just can't keep up with four running backs.
Yeah, 100%.
Just keep them fresh.
Takeaways from the game. I think offense played pretty solid. Definitely a lot of stuff we can clean up.
For sure.
Especially tight ends blocking, man. That was probably the biggest part, man. I mean, oh my God, man, it was bad. Poor David, dude. I mean, I don't know. It's just a technique thing. Just don't let your guy scream inside when we're running inside zone.
Yeah. And it's they don't understand either.
They don't. Uh-uh. Yeah, then Carter, getting called for holding. I wasn't even holding.
And then you're literally holding.
Then he sent me the video, and he's just flips his kid completely upside. He's not holding and all that stuff. So I mean, just teaching those guys to lock in and kind of just block instead of catch balls is definitely a struggling point, but we're working on it. I think our guys got what it takes. Yeah, I mean, Myron Thrash definitely the best blocking back too. Maybe. Oh, I mean,
try to get out there and help out.
James is not bad.
He'll knock him off. I don't know.
Oh, Myron.
I don't really pay attention to him.
James.
Me neither. Honestly, we just do the work, baby. We just put in the work. But Yeah, I mean, I feel like that is a struggling point with helping our – I mean, especially the game, letting our tight ends just block and stay, inside of them,
I mean, and, that just helps out with, the versatility of our offense. You don't know if I mean, you got this big guy. Yeah, he's going to go for a pass or he's going to be blocking, and it makes him account for both. Makes the defenses that we play go account for both of them. So.
Yeah, all that offense kicking defenses' butt in practice has not paid off for the defense. They struggled a lot, but hopefully they can bounce back.
It's just like we practice scenarios every single day, and Rodgers went 5 for 5 on fourth downs, and like that just can't happen if we're going to play someone good like Bentonville or Fayetteville or Conway when it comes to state.
You know, I mean, it's not like – I mean, we were running train on them in the beginning, like the first – quarter.
Yeah.
We put 21-3 in the first quarter, and you know, we thought a lot of people started leaving the game because they thought we were going to kill them. And
the people that were there.
The people, the few people that were at the game, everybody was out.
Student section was a little low, you know. Yeah. Probably were at the basketball game out there in my mail.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just whatever, you know. You can't, if you don't have people cheering you on, you still got to play football. I mean, it's
still
not.
Still got to do.
Nothing changes, you know.
Handle business.
Takes back to that Northside game.
Oh, God, that Northside game felt like a JV game. Nobody was there.
It felt like the PA game. Like the scrimmage.
There was nobody there?
There was nobody there.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't know. Scrimmage. But this week, you know, we've already mentioned Bentonville. Great team. So, the big things are just being smart and don't be dumb. Last year they played really chippy. They were just angry. I mean, I get it. It was their last game of the season because we beat them in the state championship. But, you know, they were being really dumb, and so we got something to play for. They also have something to play for too, and
oh yeah,
they really want to beat us.
It's just the way the coaches put it. They want their revenge the same way that we wanted our revenge for the 5 years they beat us in 2017.
Yeah, they want
blood. We wanted revenge after that, and they got revenge the year after. So,
yep,
we'll see.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, it's just like Rodgers. They're just a little bit better. So. We just got to lock in and play good football and, you know, how it goes.
Nothing we can't handle. We'll be able to.
Yeah, give Myron Thrash the ball up the middle.
if we score every time we get the ball, no one can beat us.
The defense got to step up. They've got a better receiver, C.J. Brown, committed to Arkansas.
They got two receivers, aren't they? Two good ones.
Yeah. And then they got
– Is their quarterback back?
Their quarterback's back. I think it was the same quarterback from last year in the state game.
Yeah.
Carter and I.
They got two running back.
Yeah, they got a solid running back. I mean, Bentonville's still got a solid team. I don't think they can compete with us if we show up and play football.
If we play how we need to.
Well, according to every coach, I mean, no one can beat us except for ourselves.
That's very true.
That's true.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm pretty locked. It's Thanksgiving break. No
Love
school.
That.
Actually, man. Mr. Westbrook let us in. Shout out to Mr. Westbrook for letting us in to film this pod.
Appreciate
nice little Monday.
Guy.
Shout out. Check out the Hornet News Network. He says shout him out. So,
Shout
out the Hornet News Network, the Hornet Nest. Shout out all the
shout
up here.
Shout everything out.
Shout out Hornet Media, man.
Shout out Hornet Media.
They
dude.
Let us
I
do
mean,
our thing in this little podcast room. So
100%.
Yep. Shout them out.
And even I got a shout out Friday night. You know, my epic flop.
Pretty
solid. The defense jumped off sides. The first time they jumped off sides, they didn't call it. And I was like, bro, I should have just fell backwards because 100% he was offsides. Like, he was, like, all up in my grill, and they didn't call it. So I told him, that, and then halftime went through, and I was like, next time they jump offsides, or if we run a no play again, I'm just going to fall backwards.
Fall straight back.
And this time, dude, I set it up perfect. We're inside the five. I get on all fours. I'm leaning at this kid, and I just know he's going to, like, jump at me. I had that feeling. So he says, Hut, nobody moves except for the guy across from me, jumps right on my face, and then I just plop backwards. It was pretty funny. Both hands up in the air. And then
Big Bill had to come save you.
Yeah, I had to come save the day. Thought I had a concussion there for a second, man. Hit the ground so hard.
It was definitely funny.
Thought I felt a little ground shaking.
Oh, God. That's not funny. You're fat. I don't want to hear it. But you're literally fat. All right. So Conway plays Fayetteville this week. And, I mean, Lord willeth, we win Bentonville. And we were playing one of those teams. And they're the number one, the number two seed. So
you think Conway could beat Fayetteville?
Let's talk about our. I think we should talk about who we want.
I want to play Fayetteville again because I want another shot at beating them worse than the first year I played them in the state game.
For
I know
sure.
We've already beat Buck James, and I don't want to see them again, really, to be honest. I'd much rather play Fayetteville, a new team. My sophomore year when I played Fayetteville, I played horrible. This is like my revenge tour. This is like my boy Jordan's revenge tour this week, going against Bentonville.
Yeah,
because he got taken out last year, but hopefully he can have a good game and not be nervous. And
yeah,
really, I mean, all our offense is about is just don't be nervous, just play.
But
just
play
to win and run the ball and throw
execute.
The ball and execute. I mean, that's really it. And me and Conley, as the only two seniors here right now, I mean, this is our last game on the Bryant Hornet Stadium
at the Nest.
It's pretty sad.
How y'all feel about it?
It hasn't hit me yet. I don't think it'll hit me until like after everything. But
yeah,
I mean, last week could have been our last game if we didn't win, but, I mean, I just wasn't thinking about it. I was just having fun, you know.
I think for me, it's not about thinking about, like literally, like, I was thinking about this at breakfast today. I was like, it's our last game. But, like, all I'm worried about is, like, winning. Like, that's all that matters to me right now. Yeah. It's, like, winning. And it's not about, like, making the most memories of whatever.
Yeah.
It's about just winning the game, and that's, like, what the mentality has to be.
Mm. Yeah, and we don't want to be that senior group that lost it all. So hopefully, I mean, we can just lock in and win, you know. And I want another practice at that War Memorial Stadium during state championship week.
Yeah, we prepared our second home.
Oh God, it's so fun practicing at War Memorial. I don't know, something about it, man.
Yeah.
Besides, when it just
and we get Wendy's cold. And ice cream. It's
great. Yeah, but I'm the fat one.
Our boy Yarnell comes through with the ice cream. So.
Yarnell, yeah. Who's Yarnell?
Yarnell's ice cream.
Oh, the brand,
Mr. Yarnell.
You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Dummy. Is he Arkansas-based, or is he just...
Yeah, it's Arkansas-based. Yeah.
Got to be, right?
Yeah. Where's your back, Chewy?
Well, yeah, I was joking with him one time, because there's this old guy there. I go, are you Mr. Yarnell himself? And he goes, yeah. And I go, oh, I didn't know it was actually like, I didn't know it was actually like a Yarnell Mr. A Yarnell. Yeah, me neither until I asked him last year. But, like I said earlier, Thanksgiving, right, boys? I mean, a lot of food.
Yes.
Obviously, don't eat too much, because we got a game to play the next day, so don't be an idiot.
Speak
hopefully, Bentonville overeats and all get into comas and fall asleep and can't play the game.
Speak for yourself.
Shut up. You know, we got a little fun little segment for you today. Matt Burke and Conley Billings are going head-to-head in a draft. Like a draft works, the category is going to be top Thanksgiving foods, whether it be food, dessert, all that good stuff.
Don't pull no crap with, like, hot dogs or something.
Yeah, nothing.
No.
Like that. So, Conley and Burke choose five. So, and we're going to see who has the better list. Me and Myron will be judging.
It's going to be me.
Conley and Burke, go ahead and rock, paper, scissor it up for who's going first in the draft. One game. Wow, looks like Conley Billingsley took scissors.
First.
Matt Burke took paper.
Well,
Conley's taking it. Number one.
The one and the two has got to be obvious to me, right?
It's pretty obvious.
Go ahead.
Just take it.
I mean, not a turkey guy, so I got to go ham.
Oh.
Love ham.
It just started off horrible.
I got to agree.
Dear Lord.
What
is he
doing?
Good old smoked ham beats a turkey any day of the week.
No.
I got to agree with Conley.
And if you start with a side, like, you're just wrong. So,
okay.
I mean, I got Thrash over here agrees.
I got Conley.
Hey, Thrash runs way faster for you than you do, so. It's all that ham he's been eating. All
right.
Well, you gotta go with turkey.
Ooh. What kind of turkey? Oh, come on.
Oh, fried turkey.
Yep, fried turkey is the way to go. It's like, it's literally like fried chicken, just more of it, and it tastes a little bit like not chicken, but it's fire. It's literally fire.
Fried turkey.
I like fried turkey, you know. That would have been my first pick, but Conley taking ham isn't the worst option.
I mean,
go ahead and take.
That has to be the one and the two.
Go ahead and take number two for you, Conley.
Number two? I mean, you're wrong if you don't say hash browns. I mean, not hash browns, mashed potatoes. I'm an idiot.
Mashed potatoes.
I was thinking potatoes, but it's got to be
straight
mashed potatoes.
Potatoes
and cheese on top. That's what it's got to be.
Okay. I mean, it's not horrible. Okay. I wouldn't find it a round two pick, though. What do you think, Myron? I would think that's a round three or four.
That is an elite side.
It's not the most elite side. You got to think staple of Thanksgiving is what we're thinking.
Don't book
and we're not on staple of Thanksgiving.
Some Italian crap, noodles.
Matthew Burke, go ahead. What is your number two?
You gotta go mac and cheese.
That's fire. Fire pick.
Mac and cheese is like a staple.
Matt has it right
everything.
There.
Yeah, it's a fire pick.
Mac and
I
cheese.
Mean, you're just a little kid over there eating your mac and cheese.
Oh,
mashed potatoes are for men.
Mashed potatoes are good.
You get more. What do you get more out of nutritionally?
Neither. Neither. Cheesy mashed
potatoes and the carbs.
Noodles have carbs? Are you an idiot? Just quit
way
talking.
More. And
just
starches?
Quit talking.
Starches and potatoes?
Oh, my God. Yeah, with doused in cheese.
They were just guys list perfect. Last episode with summer.
Yeah.
Like,
summer's
two.
The best holiday. Summer's the best holiday.
Yeah,
holiday
he said summer's the best
season
too.
Well.
Matthew, number two?
Nope. I already said my number
you already
two.
Said number two.
Are you on number three?
I'm on number three.
Okay. Number three, let's go.
Man.
So we got ham. We got
cheesy mashed potatoes.
Cheesy mashed potatoes. I mean, and underrated. I don't think people think about this when it comes to, like, making their plate. But if you're not getting a good piece of bread, good roll, Sister Schubert, if you're not getting a good roll.
That's a good pick.
Oh, my gosh. That is, I mean, you have to have it. And I mean,
that's a good pick. Just a roll or bread or any kind. We'll take bread of any kind.
There we go. I mean,
got him right there.
Yeah, that's a good one, Matt. You're going to have to step it up a little bit.
Matt, you got to pick it up for this one.
We got the green bean casserole.
Mm.
That's a good pick. I love green bean casserole. That's a staple of Thanksgiving, and that's why I like the pick.
I'll agree with the staple, but, I mean, they're all right. Do your parents put the little
Crispies, yes, the whole point. The crispies
so
on the
good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole
creamy mushroom.
Yep.
Go in the creamy green beans. That's good.
All right.
Good pick.
Four, Conley.
The You're four. Personally, in my family, my mom makes the best dish of the year. It's just one thing. Oh, God. It's hash brown casserole.
Hash brown casserole.
So good. Her hash brown casserole is incomparable to anything else.
I don't think it's a horrible pick, but I don't know why. You got to think of the plates here. He has cheesy mashed potatoes right next to cheesy hash brown.
That's literally the same thing.
That's a lot of cheese.
It's not.
Hash brown casserole is made of potatoes, and it's cheesy, and it's literally the same thing as
mashed
potatoes.
Okay, it's the same thing.
I would have taken that over the cheesy mashed potatoes, which is why I think it's a bad pick. But we can't take it out. That's your pick.
Okay, fine.
Matt Burke has a lot of room to work with here just to step it up. And we're not thinking of some clear stuff.
No, we're not.
Not at all, actually. I mean, I have a great one that everyone loves, but I should have been in this game, to be honest.
We told you to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wanted to judge.
Me, personally.
Is this your number four or three?
Four.
Be four.
Number four.
I like good old sweet potato casserole.
Ooh.
With marshmallows on top.
Yeah. It's a good pick. It's great, actually. But there's just one, man. I'm thinking of it, man.
What are you thinking?
I don't know why we haven't said it.
That's
a good pick, though. It's good. It's like a sweeter, marshmallowy.
Can we go six rounds?
Let's go six rounds.
I want to pick one more side and then a dessert.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, and this might be what you're thinking of, and I don't know if it really applies to Thanksgiving as much as Easter, but I love some deviled eggs. Or the little.
I agree right there.
I mean, they're
deviled
just so good.
Deviled eggs are pretty good.
Yes.
I hate deviled eggs.
Why?
I mean, that's going to lose. I just don't like them.
Why?
I love some deviled eggs.
It's just going to lose a little bit.
I think it can be subjective because, like, hash brown casserole, you might have thought was a bad pick. But I'm telling you, until you have my mom's hash brown casserole and her deviled eggs.
I bet it's fire.
It's
right next
like
to cheese mashed potatoes.
Throw us a
same thing.
I picked a staple of – what's more of a staple?
Hash
of
brown
a family
casserole.
Dinner? What's more of a
any
staple
type
of
a casserole
than, hash,
in a freaking,
than mashed potatoes?
I mean, yeah, but they're the same thing. They're cheesy potatoes. Nothing to say.
Her hash brown potato casserole. Yeah, and it has little cornflakes on top.
Mashed potatoes.
Has little cornflakes on top, and it has this like a.
I don't know why we're trying to spit arguing here when
this,
I'm
like,
just correct.
Creamy stuff. Bert, I mean, that's
number,
why you're judging.
Number
you
five,
want to get
Bert.
Judged.
Number five. I'm gonna go with actually, my last two picks should be dessert picks.
Dessert picks.
Two dessert picks.
That's fire. You got to make the right pick though.
All
right.
Apple pie for number five.
Okay. Mm-mm.
You don't like apple pie?
Not big apple pie guy. Something, another pie.
Not big on it.
Go ahead, Conley.
Well, I'm not thinking what you're thinking because I hate that.
What are you?
What you're thinking?
What am I thinking?
Pumpkin pie?
Nope.
Really? Well, I hate pumpkin pie. So
I hate pumpkin pie too.
So I'm not thinking pumpkin pie. Shout out old D-Train Derek Spicer because he knows how much I hate pumpkin pie.
Oh, shout out D-Train Derek Spicer.
So, but I think with the sixth pick, gotta go dessert. I don't really
it's make or break, bro. Pick the wrong pie. Oh my God.
I mean, it's gotta be chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie.
Or a chocolate cake. Anything chocolate.
I mean, it's not
like
a bad
chocolate
answer.
Cake.
I would eat a
cake.
Chocolate cake. Well, chocolate cake or chocolate pie?
Okay, chocolate cake.
Okay.
I don't like pie.
It's not bad.
I don't like pie
because
I'm not thinking, but I'm not a root pie
guys,
guy.
Man, we're thinking Thanksgiving, man. What pie do you get? Oh.
I mean, sometime.
I can't think of what the pie name.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're thinking about.
I can't think of the one that I'm thinking about.
My last pick is sweet potato pie.
That's
did you already say
he didn't. He didn't say that one yet.
You said sweet potato pie and sweet potato casserole.
Those are two different things.
Okay, just like my
man.
Just like my mashed potatoes and
cheese. Yeah, I mean, you just kind of butchered there.
I like the sweet potato pie.
I've never had sweet potato pie,
it's
so
good.
I can't hate.
I've
what
had
you,
the casserole like.
All
right. It's like sweet and all that.
Since
good
you
stuff.
Don't want to play the game, what is your pie and your
pecan
one
pie?
Dish?
Pecan
no,
pie
no,
is fire.
No,
like, I like that.
Every person over the age of like 20 loves pecan pie.
Okay, well.
So it's like, bro, I'm telling you, pecan pie, and then obviously stuffing, like literally
dressing.
Just stuffing, dressing.
Well,
like,
I'm not
like
big,
that's Thanksgiving. I'm thinking Thanksgiving. What are you getting?
That
on your
is
plate?
A Thanksgiving thing, but I'm just not a big stuffing guy.
I love stuffing,
I
and
love
then you
too.
The gravy on it, and then you put your turkey, your fried turkey, and mix it with your stuffing.
Yeah, my grandma makes it, and
then another thing.
Well, I was talking.
Sorry, killer in my family as well. Maybe like the hash brown casserole. It's cranberry dressing. Fire.
I
think it's sweet, and you like mix it with your stuffing, and it's
like
just,
the
fire.
Like
it's an essential.
Yeah. If I like, what's your list? If you had to get like five.
Five. You know, I would go with Conley on the ham.
Okay, that's fine. Ham. It's fine.
I mean,
like
if you
both.
Don't have,
I like both.
If you don't have ham, bread, and either mashed potatoes or macaroni, you're wrong.
That's, really
that's gotta be the top three right there.
And then I'll probably do the greens. I do the sweet potato pie as my dessert.
Like turnip greens or like what?
Green beans.
Like what greens you talking
mix
about?
Mix a little bit of bacon and brown sugar in there.
Like I know what you're talking about.
I like bacon and brown sugar. A little bacon and brown sugar.
First connecting with his audience here. He might win a vote.
Then maybe like I do the macaroni and sometimes I do the mashed potatoes.
I'm just a big tater guy.
I mean, I'm going with a fried turkey, stuffing.
Turkey's just dry.
Some type of casserole. No, you just haven't had the turkey I got.
Like, well, you haven't had hash brown casserole.
I have had hash brown casserole before.
Not my mom's. And not next to mashed potatoes.
My mom would make a better hash brown casserole than your mom.
Ooh. That is definitely.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Do not put that against Kim ever.
Miss Connie would work the comp. She worked at a restaurant before. She knows what she's doing.
Ooh. Okay, my mom is straight from Sardis, Arkansas, and she can cook around Connie any day of the week.
All right. Well, we'll have to see about that. But I'm definitely going with a fried turkey, stuffing with the gravy on it. Brown gravy, of course. That's the only gravy you can choose. Then I'm going with mac and cheese. Cranberry dressing is still fire. I would throw some greens on the plate here and there, like the freaking green beans. With the bacon, the crispies, all that stuff.
Agree. The crispies make it.
And then pecan pie. And with some Cool Whip on top. I mean, that is just killer.
You know what?
Some ice cream. Vanilla ice cream.
If you don't mind me hopping in real quick. Underrated dessert? Peach cobbler? Anyone like peach cobbler?
I like peach cobbler, but I don't like it.
A little dollop of ice cream?
A dollop of ice cream?
What about the banana pudding?
Ooh.
My dad's a sweetheart for banana pudding.
Oh, gosh, I could eat like a whole pan of it.
I don't really. It's
with
cool.
With the wafers. You know? And
yes.
The,
yes.
Yes.
That's like the best ever.
My mom puts this like caramel stuff on it.
Man.
But
I just think, honestly, I mean, like, I would rather be better off eating ice cream and, you know, like a little pie or like a chocolate cake. I feel like I'd be better off with that.
Actually, I'd rather stuff up on the food and get like a little dessert.
That's usually how it goes. Usually how I do it.
And then Christmas could be completely opposite because Christmas
lots
got some elite
desserts.
Man, Christmas. But, I'm here for the cookies.
Shout out Kim real quick. I just want to bring
shout
this up.
Shout out Kim.
Remember 8th grade, a little pasta before the game?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Remember that? That's not even one of her top five dishes, Matthew.
That was fire,
you can't hang with Kim.
Well, and that breakfast she made, the freaking, like, four pancakes. And
before we lost.
The game before we lost.
Can't go back.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, comment? No, I can't say it. What am I saying? Hold on. So, yeah, I mean, like, if you guys, I mean, figure out how to reach out to us, who has the best plate? I mean, we all set our plates. I think they're pretty close, but.
So you just got to, we need to record in a draft and just you get to pick whatever you want to?
I mean, we picked our plates too, but, you know, like.
What?
Who has the best plates? I definitely.
Well, you and Thrash, hold up, grade us real quick, because I know you're against me.
No, okay, go over. Yeah, we got a grade. Okay, go over yours again. Describe the plate. I'll close all my eyes and listen.
Got to picture it.
We got a nice juicy ham.
Okay.
It's just dripping smoked ham. It's crispy on the outside.
Is the fat still on it?
The fat is still on
okay,
it.
Okay, that's
and
good.
It's just dripping. It like the you can
thick slices.
You can put your bread and dip it into the little juice in there.
Oh.
And you just the mashed potatoes. You pick them up and the cheese just like
gollops
off.
What's
of it
right next to
it's
it?
Just like stringing off of it.
The hash brown
you got
casserole.
The hash brown casserole
right
next to it.
The same
hash
thing.
Brown casserole. You pick into it, and just you feel the crispy of the cornflake, and the you just pick up the hash brown and the gooey goodness of the inside, and put it in your mouth, and it just dissolves.
Nice.
And then after that, you already got your bread, your hash browns.
Feeling the bread, great pick.
Your ham, your mashed potatoes, and then for dessert. You get over to the dessert counter.
Chocolate cake.
It's a cold.
It's just waiting on you. It's just waiting on you.
Ice cold icing.
Oh, yeah.
Warm inside of the cake. Mm-hmm. And it just melts in your mouth on top of that little ice cream on top. You just pair it together.
Oh. I think that's solid. Matthew, would you like to give me that was a great description, too. You're going to have to top that, Matt.
Yeah. Just think about it. A good old-fashioned fried turkey. You already burned the deck down because it burned. Mm-hmm.
Burn the deck down. What do you like?
Sure, make your case here.
All right. Here we go. Everybody get serious.
All right. Then we got the good old sweet potato casserole. The marshmallows, fluffy marshmallows
sweet.
On top. Burn a little
creamy.
Bit to the crisp. Mm-hmm. Take a good spoon out of it. Put on your plate.
Yep.
Good casserole.
Good casserole.
Very good casserole.
Let's go, baby.
You're still going?
Yeah. I forgot what I did.
Macaroni.
Nothing memorable.
Yeah, not very memorable. It's minus one.
Just think about the creamy mac and cheese just staring right at you.
Crispy on the top.
A little bit crispy on top, but melty inside, gooey on the plate.
What are you doing? All right, what else? All right, what else?
Then.
An apple pie.
He forgot what he has.
What else? An apple pie.
Apple pie. It's looking at you.
Green bean.
And you had another dessert?
Green bean.
And a sweet potato pie.
Mm.
Me and Myron will discuss. Close you guys' ears.
We're not. I mean, personally, it's got to be my dish. The what I brought to the table, you see it plated.
Like, all right, how good well, it tastes in your mouth. In second place, we have Matthew Burke. I mean, it was just it's just a loss, man. McConley, great job.
You can envision it.
It's a good
one. I can envision Conley it.
Gave us a vision.
I would say the only critique is maybe space out between the hash brown casserole and the just separate them from the plate, I mean,
we're
so
talking
we know what's what.
We're talking,
maybe put one in a little bowl
we're talking
to the
day
side.
Before game.
But a little bowl to the side would be solid.
All right. Well, hot take real quick.
Hot take.
Is taters not the best food? Like, think about how much stuff you can make with potatoes. Hash browns. Tater
fries.
Tots, fries. How many fries
baked
can you
potatoes.
Make? Baked potato, mashed potato, twice baked potato. Different thing. There's so many things you make. And the nutritional value it has. Starches, electrolytes, carbs. What can a potato not do? That's my argument with eating potato right before a game. We're talking this Thursday before Bentonville.
I mean, you're getting out of breath. Clearly, you've been eating a lot of potatoes.
I'm literally not out of breath, but... I mean, I'm not fat, but you're all wrong with your food choices.
Yeah, Colin.
No, solid, but solid lists. We appreciate the list, you know. I mean, just... You know, I mean, Bentonville, you know, I mean, they got it coming for them. Let's lock in. Let's play some good football on that. I mean, that's really right. It.
Do what we always do, man.
Still playoff time. It's win or go home.
Win or go
crunch
home.
Crunch time.
Let's not make it our last one, boys. Let's... Get freaking hype. I started clapping. I'm hype.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
All right. Have a good week of practices this week and lock in for the game on Friday. And let's make another trip to the Rock.
Yes, sir. Yes, happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Thank you, Myron Thrash, for
happy
being here.
Thanksgiving, everyone. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And we're out. Peace.